Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
This is Radio City Talk.
Right, it's an important day. The honour of the freedom of Liverpool be awarded posthumously to the 96 who lost their lives at Hillsborough a little later on in a ceremony at the Town Hall. Let's catch up with the Liverpool Mayor, Joe Anderson. Morning to you, Joe.
Good morning, Steve. You okay?
Yeah, thank you. Very fitting honour, this.
Yeah, absolutely it is. I mean, I don't think, when we look at the things that we've done in the city, if you like to remember the 96, the city's paid for some minibuses. There's two minibuses, one red, one blue, that supports community groups and disabled children. There's the monument by St. John's Gardens. All of that, in terms of the biggest honour we could bestow on the 96, is the freedom of the city. You know, it was first bestowed on somebody in 1885, but long, long time ago. But it's the first time ever it's been awarded posthumously. So it is something that is unique, and it is, for us as a city, a truly unique honour that we are, laying on the 96, and it's right and fitting, and it's a proud moment for our city. In terms of us 96 individuals who lost their lives through their families and through individuals that have supported them and fought for them, is that, they will always be associated, I think, with, people power and the power to get to the truth and justice. Mm. And that's why it's right that we remember them.
How did the families and the friends sort of react to this when you first broached it with them?
Well, we've honoured the families with the freedoms because of their campaign and their fight. But this was, as I said, something unique in that it was honouring the 96 individuals. And I think they were just emotionally, overwhelmed. I mean, on occasions, I talked to the families and different people from different groups and stuff, whatever, and I've done for many years. And they're very, not sort of people who want to shout about things and be triumphant about things and stuff. But when the commission's findings came about and stuff, and we decided to do this, we, of course, approached them and said, look, because, if you like, there's still a long way to go, but if you like, what was absolutely clear is they were finally exonerated, that we wanted to do this. And I think the feeling was just, overwhelming, a mixture of grief and pride. Really, from those that we spoke to and the letters that we received and stuff. And it's going to be, a special, they're each going to receive a scroll with their, family member's name on that. And it's got some lovely words on it and things. And then equally, we've got a medal that we've cast for them, a special medal that will be presented to them. So I think it's just, for the whole city, I think this is for, it's not a gesture in a sense of, just doing something for the sake of it. It's long thought through. We wanted to wait until we finally got, the process, the legal process and stuff over with, in the sense of exonerating the individuals and then to do it. So I just think, for me, that I know some of them are really emotional about today. And I think it'll be a great honour and a great evening in many respects, and as I said, it will be, poignant. It will be moving. It will be a tinge of pride, but as I said, a lot of grief still for families, because you never forget your loved ones. That's for sure.
No, yeah, you mentioned those scrolls and the medals. I know they were on display yesterday. They're very fitting. If people haven't seen them, maybe just take a look today. You can see them online. I know they were on display yesterday, but they are incredibly fitting for the occasion. Kenny and Marina Dalglish have been so important, haven't they, throughout the time of the Hillsborough disaster and everything that followed in terms of the campaign. They will be there tonight, as will Professor Phil Scraton as well.
Yeah, I mean, if you absolutely. I mean, both Kenny and Marina, like all the city, had their hearts broken by Hillsborough. And I think Kenny at the time famously said something along the lines of that, the fans have always supported Liverpool Football Club, and now it's the turn of Liverpool Football Club to support them. And he's been a constant in that, in terms of things that he's done and can do. And, you know, he's absolutely, fully and truly committed to Liverpool Football Club and all it stands for. But equally, his commitment and loyalty to support the families has been another constant. And, of course, Marina, who was also there and comforted and, worked with families over the years, also does so much in terms of charity work for breast cancer, the Lilly Centre and other things and stuff, whatever. And in her own right, you know, she deserves the award for both of her achievements. And, of course, everybody associated with Hillsborough or who understands Hillsborough and understands, you know, exactly what was achieved in terms of how the miscarriage of justice was overturned cannot, you know, underestimate Phil Skeighton's role. He devoted his life, and I mean his life, you know, to campaigning against this injustice, you know, with a will and an iron challenge. He did, you know, he stood up to authority, and, you know, without his meticulous research and his publications and all of those things, and his contribution, of course, to the independent panel, I don't believe we would have got where we were today without Phil Skeighton's role in that. So it's right and fitting that he is remembered, of course. And they're the ones that will be honoured this evening. Bishop James Jones will be at a later date because he couldn't meet today. But as I said, Phil, Kenny, Marina and the 96, you know, usually deserve this award.
I'm sure even for yourself, it'll feel quite a poignant occasion when you're handing over these medals and scrolls later on, Joe.
Well, I mean, it was, you know, for me, as I said, attending the memorial services at Anfield and, you know, just witnessing the dignity and the strength and determination of the families, you know, to, you know, look, let me, you know, I've said all along, you know, that when we talk about how we always remember the sort of, if you like, in classes, the pivotal moment when, you know, Andy Burnham was at Anfield, and then, you know, sort of politicians, if you like, were seen to be sort of people's focus on these were the people who were leading the fight for justice. Well, you know, I fundamentally reject that. You know, the families have been, you know, politicians have been absolutely insignificant in terms of changing this. It's the family's determination, the family's strength that continued. Don't forget, it was 27 years ago. And, you know, for me, that is just, I think, just when you think about it, when you think about that period of time of fighting every single day of your life, fighting and not losing sight of the injustice and the miscarriage of justice, that is a huge fight. And for me, as I said, whatever anybody does in regards of giving some recognition to that can only touch the service and what they've suffered and what they've achieved. So this is our, as a city, you know, I'm not doing it as Mayor Joe Anderson. I know the city is proud and delighted to not only commemorate the 96, but to celebrate their lives. And, you know, in some senses, to celebrate the fact that, you know, what will surely happen now is the country will never allow this sort of miscarriage of justice. We're already seeing, as a result of the battle for the 96, you know, a light being shone on Orgreave and things like that. And so what was achieved by the 96 and the families and, you know, Phil Skeighton and others will never be forgotten. And that's why it's right and fitting that we are. But it's a huge honour for me and the Lord Mayor, Ros Gladden, tonight to bestow on behalf of the City Council, but on behalf of the city, these Freedom Awards, as I say, the first time posthumously they've ever been awarded. Yeah, it's a huge honour.
And there's countless other people who have been involved in the Hillsborough campaign. I know the council's also looking at presenting some Citizen of Honour awards at a later date.
Yeah, absolutely. Because we could never, you know, we could never honour that many people in terms of Freedom of the City awards. And there's all kinds of different levels of contributions. Each did their own bit, each did their own thing. And so there will be Citizens of Honour awards this is about the 96 and their families tonight, and a few who were just pivotal, as I said, absolutely in the fight, and also the support, and that's why it's the three individuals in the 96 tonight.
Joe, appreciate your time this morning.
Okay, Steve, no worries, mate.
There you go. Joe Anderson, Liverpool Mayor, freedom for the 96. Posthumous honour being given tonight. Of course, the families, the friends, also the likes of Kenny Dalglish and Marina Dalglish, Professor Phil Scratton, of course, who wrote the book Hillsborough, The Truth, widely accepted as the definitive account of the disaster. But as I mentioned at the very end there with Joe, countless other people, of course, involved in the Hillsborough campaign and the City Council looking to further this on and present a number of Citizen of Honour awards in the coming months.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.
This is Radio City Talk.